Welcome into the Full Time Report here on 92.9 The Game in the Kia Studios. It's Madison Cruz alongside John Nelson. SDH takeover once again as we recap everything as Atlanta United goes on the road, gets the 1-1 draw over Orlando City. We talked about this matchup and the energy and the rivalry element of it all, too. And it was a really weird match. It felt really weird, I think, to me at least. And I'll echo a lot of the sentiment I think Mike and Jason also said. It was really chaotic. It felt all over the place. But
yes, welcome to Atlanta and Orlando.
I mean,
right?
Honestly, I didn't know what I expected, honestly. I mean, other than just chaos. But I feel like it was a good warm-up for maybe what we're going to expect on Tuesday. But John, Jay Fortune comes in with the equalizer, able to come in, and Atlanta was the better team. Atlanta was the better team all the way through. You get the draw, and honestly, it felt like Atlanta should have gotten more.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you sit there and you see that big obstacle in front of you, and it's just chop it down. You sit there and you keep chopping and chopping and chopping and chopping. I feel like Greg Schiano at Rutgers all of a sudden. It's like you just keep chopping wood, and sooner or later that tree's going to fall. And I know it was a frustrating evening on a lot of fronts for Five Stripes fans and for the 17s for having all of these opportunities. Mike and Jason went into the shot numbers, which are insane to think about, but that's how dominant Atlanta United was in this match, except for that one thing. And it's the most important thing over 90 minutes is how many times that ball goes in the back of the net. But you get the chance late. And who are the smart people in the pregame show? All four of us, I think. It was you and me and Mike and Jason talking about Orlando City late.
Yep.
And the issues that they have late. And it was for the, what was it, the fifth time in six matches that Orlando City allows a goal in the 84th minute or later, and you end up finally getting that equalizer. And I think Jason is 100% correct. For those that were listening at the tail end of the broadcast, I think Atlanta United has a decided advantage mentally heading into Tuesday because Orlando City went through the ringer, and you end up with that late marker from Jay. I think that you showed them, hey, look, we're not backing down from anybody. And for 90 minutes, tell you what, let's come back here on Tuesday and we'll show you once again what we showed you for a majority of the match tonight down in Central Florida.
You talked about the stats. Let's go ahead and run through those because it is crazy when you look at these. And I don't think I had the chance to even look at them, but here we go. In possession, Atlanta led 55-45 for Orlando shots. Atlanta led 22-7.
11 gazillion to 4, basically.
Yes. And then shots on target, Atlanta led 5-3. And then I think corners, Mike also talked about, you had 8 corners at the end of the first.
Yeah.
8 corners for Atlanta. Atlanta ended up with 10 corners to Orlando's 4. And expected goals, too, you had Atlanta with 2.3, with Orlando with 1.4.
And you take off the 0.75 of the Griffin Dorsey slam dunk, so that is 0.65 for the remainder of the match, short of the one goal he scored.
And listen, we look at that XG, and I'm not one to really highlight XG personally. I do think it's kind of a stat where I feel like a lot of people use it kind of empty, and instead of using it in, you know, backing something in that way. And for me, when you look at this and you look at XG, it does bring up the point that Jason was talking about to the end, too. It's you were able to get the tie. You were able to do this. You know, you do need to score more goals, and that's the issue. A lot of the conversation around this team has been defensively, but the conversation, you have to score. You have to find ways to score. You're finding the opportunities. You got to find better ways to get that ball to go into the back of the net.
And it's being clinical. And I will give Maxime Crépeau credit, especially later than late.
Very true.
Were a couple of key saves that Crépeau made along the way here to keep it at 1-1. And I know that we look at, you know, Maxime Crépeau's save percentage, which is basically 5 out of every 8 shots. But you get to that defense that he had to stand behind the early part of the season. And that's a great deal of those numbers. When he was called upon late, you saw why Maxime Crépeau can be called upon to be one of the solid starting goalkeepers here in Major League Soccer. Came up late when he needed to preserve. And to phrase it this way, he came up big late to preserve a 1-1 draw for the home team in this.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's where you are. But the decided advantage, I think, for Atlanta United, even with chopping that tree down late.
And Atlanta, again, this performance, I do think, and I'll agree with the sentiment of Mike and Jason, I do think, again, it's one of the better performances we've seen of this side. I thought you were able to move the ball nicely. You were finding those moments, and you were able to keep things going, keep things flowing. And, I mean, it all leads to the equalizer from our own homegrown magic, starting things off. I mean, two guys that are basically
the
brothers. They're basically brothers at this rate. I mean, seriously, it's Matt Edwards, again, just driving on that right side. And it's the cut to see that Jay's wide open right at the top of the 18 on the right side. And Jay, again, I mean, back-to-back games where he's gotten the chance to score and he's able to capitalize. I mean, and it kind of leads into my next point for you, John. We got to name a man of the match, and I think we already know who it's going to be, but I'm going to let you take it away.
I believe it would be the gentleman, Jay Fortune.
Absolutely.
And, you know, obviously there are some other folks. Alexi, obviously, a contender in this, but Jay Fortune, second goal in as many matches. Key moment again, 4 minutes to go before added time. And it's got to go to Jay, I think, because of the impact, A, that he's making now that he's back at full song, which is what we've been wanting to see, and I'm sure a lot of folks have been wanting to see this, but Jay Fortune, man of the match for us here tonight.
Matt Edwards gets the assist on that, too, and Jason touched on it, but we've had the chance to follow Matt and Jay throughout 2024, 25, and this year, too, and their story, it's awesome. I mean, they both came to the academy together. These guys are brothers. They are brothers. And to have that moment, that connection's already special. Now you see it on the pitch. They're able to get the job done. They give Atlanta the 1 point going into a matchup on Tuesday where it is critical. You do carry the momentum. The idea for this match was you wanted to go in and you just wanted to make sure that Orlando had no more legs to stand on heading into Tuesday. And you did that not only physically, but you also did it emotionally because Orlando had the lead in the 18th. You were then able to come in all the way through. You battled. You battled. Orlando tried to kill time. Crapo, you know, even, you know, tried to hold it a little bit too longer, and then you give the corner away to Atlanta. They were trying to draw this game out as much as they could. They couldn't. You found the equalizer. You broken them a little bit there. And that's exactly what happened. So now going into this Open Cup, you're able to carry that momentum with you, and especially hopefully with some of those players that are rested, Cooper Sanchez, hopefully you get him involved in the moments. You get some of those players involved, and it's going to be a fun showing on Tuesday. And we're going to have more reaction for you
coming up on
the other side as we continue to recap everything here as Atlanta gets the 1-1 draw over Orlando. This is the Full Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Full-Time Reporters. We're going to send it back to Inter in Co Stadium where Tata Martino is at the podium after the match.
Creo yo que en el si bien el empate no le queda tan mal al partido porque ellos tuvieron 20 minutos muy buenos en el primer tiempo. Creo que podíamos haber ganado.
Well, to be able to come back from a goal down, to turn the score around and get the goal that we did, it's not bad in the end, especially considering they had 20 very good minutes in the first half. But even so, I feel like, as you say, we finished really well and could have deserved more.
Jay was our man of the match on the radio broadcast. I thought not just the goal, but he created a number of chances. How important is he in the football that you want to build for this team?
¿Qué tan importante es Jay para lo que quieres tener?
Y es lo el que en este momento que Miguel no está es el socio ideal para Alexei. Nosotros tenemos la posibilidad de sacarla bien con Tristán desde abajo. Tenemos una buena prolongación con Jay y después de esa manera lo podemos encontrar de una forma mejor a Alexei. Y no como un salvador, sino como que a través de asociaciones, de jugadas con sentido, encontramos al jugador que tiene que definir por dónde va la jugada.
During this stretch that Miguel's been out, I think we've seen that Jay has become the ideal partner for Alexi in the attack. We have a player like Tristan who's able to do it from a further, a deeper position to be able to combine. But what we've seen from Jay is he's able to combine well and play really thoughtful balls and meaningful passes and have a good connection with Alexi.
Last one for me. I feel like this gives the team a lot of momentum going into Tuesday that they were the better team in Orlando. And now Orlando is probably a little tired. Did you get that sense from the team coming off the field that they feel like the momentum is theirs.
Dice como Atlanta terminó bien el partido, igual Atlanta tiene el ritmo entrando al próximo partido y Orlando puede estar un poco cansado. ¿Estás de acuerdo y cómo ves esa situación?
Bueno, sí, creo que ellos tienen una acumulación de partido que hace que la fatiga empiece. Creo que indudablemente nosotros no son partidos, intentamos lo mismo hoy. Ninguno de los dos partidos eran uno y será el otro para jugar con un ritmo bajo de juego. Hay que jugar partidos con mucha intensidad, con mucho ritmo. De alguna manera provocar nosotros que aparezca a lo mejor el cansancio en el rival producto de todos los partidos que viene jugando.
They have played an accumulation of matches now, so it's normal that they might start to feel the fatigue a little bit more. But we wanted to play both of these games up to a high level, so we didn't want to lower the intensity or lower the standards for either of the two matches. And so, yeah, that's our mentality going into the next one, is we want to keep the intensity and the effort high.
That was Tata Martino at the podium after Atlanta United had the 1-1 draw over Orlando City. John, what did you make of what Tata had to say? I mean, because I completely agree with him, especially with the momentum shifting. You know, you come into both of these games wanting to give everything you have, and now you did that. And now going into Tuesday, you're in a much better position.
Yeah, and let's, working backward with the questions that Jason had for Tata Martino. Literally discussing the momentum, you wanted to, and I know that some folks might sit there and go, okay, schedule for Tuesday because you're that close to winning, going into CONCACAF and being there in an Open Cup semifinal, and then Saturday is what Saturday is. Tata's not wired that way. Tata is game at a time. We're here to get full points in league, and then we'll figure out Tuesday when Sunday morning sun rises in Central Florida. And so now, this is where the physios come up big, and you try to figure out, okay, who's got minutes, who can give me minutes, who can do what, who didn't play tonight, who only gave me a couple, and we were talking about it previously, and even off air, what things may look like because of folks that did not come in as substitutes in this match that can help you out on Tuesday. So, look, momentum's there, and I think that what you have shown Orlando is we're coming after you, we're coming after you, we're coming after you, and we're not going to stop. And so they've seen this now over 90 minutes. You get this equalizer, and now Orlando's got a lot to think about over the next couple of days.
A lot to think about, and to refresh all of our memories as well, let's go ahead and give you the highlights brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. We'll go ahead and start with Orlando's goal. That came in the 18th minute. Griffin Dorsey able to capitalize in off of a run from Angulo, able to capitalize, make it 1-0 for Orlando.
Marine sending it ahead. Marine head down to Martino Hayda. Outside the left corner of the 18. Roll through now to Atuesta. Pass Jacob. Cross shot. Score. Griffin Dorsey. As Jacob was badly beaten to the post, the cross was put in to Dorsey, who slam dunks it for the 1-0 Orlando lead.
It was a battle throughout the rest of the first half into the second. Atlanta continued to be the better team, finding those moments, trying to capitalize and bang on the door. And finally, in the 86th minute, it was Matt Edwards able to find Jay Fortune, capitalizes and finds the equalizer.
Digs it back in the midfield to Barakal. We're in the 86th minute now. Here's Moyamba squaring to Gregersen to the right channel. Stand deep in the play. Stand play to the top of the box. Ahead now to Matt Edwards. Far corner flag. Slalom's back to the right. Cut back pass. Fortune shot. Woo! Score! Atlanta United's homegrown generated equalizer here in Orlando in the 86th minute.
That was my reaction to Mike as well. But it didn't just stop there because Atlanta continued to bang on the door into stoppage time. Matias Galarza really testing Maxime Kripo, and then Alexi Maranchuk to his shot at the very end. It was all chaos in the last couple of minutes in stoppage time.
Final play. Final. As Latte Lott tips it to Togashi. Drop back. Shot. Save Kripo. Rebound. Headed by Maranchuk. And then chest it to the goalkeeper by Dorsey. Full time, it ends level at one. Atlanta United severely outplaying Orlando City in the second half. They will get a point, but it feels like they should have gotten three.
Oh.
Get them some oxygen, man. Where are the paramedics? Get me some oxygen for those two. I mean, you have this thought in your head that their stomachs are in knots. I mean, our stomachs were in knots here. Everybody listening that wasn't there, the whole world is just tightened up as Atlanta's chasing after that the game, the possible game winning goal. And Jason said it with a minute to go. Don't sit on it. Go for the win. Go for the win. And just when you don't want Crapo to come up big, he comes up big. You know. So, but yeah, you could feel just the whole thing twisting like this. Please, if you're an EMT in Central Florida and you find your way to the press box at Intermountain Coast Stadium, or at least to the bus, please search out Mike Conte and Jason Longshore. They're wearing either Atlanta United or 92.9 The Game gear. Thank you.
No, I was in the same boat. I think I was sitting here like at hands in head for most of the match too, because you heard it from Mike and Jason too. They said it. You know, I don't want to say it, I don't want to jinx it, but I feel a goal is coming. I think it's coming. I think it's going to be here.
So Mike said it, and Jason's like, okay, fine, you can say it.
You can say it, I'm not going to say it. And then it continued, and then you finally found it. And I think it builds. It builds, especially with the energy and the momentum as you carry it towards Tuesday and keeping things going. And we're also going to keep the conversation going and continue wrapping things up here on 92.9
The Game. That's a tease, folks.
And we'll be right back here right on the other side, myself and John Nelson. This is the Full Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Full Time Report here on 92.9 The Game. Madison Cruz here alongside John Nelson.
Check.
As we're recapping everything from Interinco Stadium, Atlanta United with the 1-1 draw over Orlando. And this is a conversation that we talked a little bit about in pregame, and I wanted to recircle back to it, especially with everything that happened after the goal that was conceded in the 18th. We talk about this team and the identity, and Tata Martino's talked about it and being a protagonist and being in those moments. Luke Brennan talked about it in media this week, and so did Latte Lath as well. And before I even get into the point, we do have Jay Fortune, who is at the podium right now. So we're going to go ahead and toss it in because you want to hear from him more than me. So Jay Fortune at Interco Stadium after the 1-1 draw.
I have that connection for a while. It's always looks there first. And once the ball got cut back, at first I was going to take a touch, but I saw the defender coming, so I couldn't do that. And from there, it's just rely on technique and all that stuff to put it where it needs to go.
Well, we talked, about a month ago when you were first getting – back into the first team, and you said you had just started to feel right and feel like yourself in that week preceding it. How are you feeling right now? Because you're playing some of the best soccer of your career.
Feel good. I can't complain right now, just from the fact that, you know, coming back from the injury, no one knew, you know, where I'd be, how I would respond to it. And luckily, everything is starting to move in the right direction. As I talk with, you know, my dad and people around me, they still believe that there's more that I need to tap into. So for right now, I'm just going to continue to flow with things. I don't want to, you know, the person I'm not is to think that I've made it or I've peaked or anything like that. I just want to keep getting better day by day, game by game. And I just want to see what I'm able to do in this game.
The part that you're tapping into right now is something that I remember Alexi talking about recently, getting the eights into the attack, getting the eights into the box. How important is that, and what Tata Martino wants for this team to be able to put teams under pressure is the eights getting into the attack?
Yeah, I think when you kind of look at my time throughout Atlanta, it's always been a little bit further back. And, you know, we had guys like Thiago and those type of tens who – you know, my role was to find them in those positions. With Alexi playing in kind of the front three, it requires a little bit more from us eights to be a little bit higher. And I think a little bit last year kind of started with that a little bit before the injury, but this year is kind of the first year of really getting that freedom to go and try and be in and around the 18. And from there, it's just about putting the ball in the back of the net or creating for others for them to score.
You and Alexi have really started to form a lot of synergy right now. What's it like playing with him, and how have you guys kind of found that?
He's a smart footballer. That's number one. And for me, I was kind of taught to just play the game properly. And when you have that type of quality on the field, it's, your first looks is to look for guys like him, like Manu, like, wingers who look to go in behind. And that's what I want to do, is get those guys on the ball in the right areas, because not only can they create for themselves, but they can also try and help create for me as well. So we're always joking, we're always laughing and stuff like that off the field, and then on the field as well. It's, trying to look for each other and trying to create some things going forward.
Last one for me. I said as we finished up on the radio that it feels like you guys have the momentum going into Tuesday because you were the better team through 90 tonight and they looked tired at the end and you didn't. Does it feel that way going into a knockout game on Tuesday?
Yeah, I think as a team we'll talk more about the game. But I don't we didn't deserve to lose this game tonight. I don't even think we deserve to tie it, to be honest. But that's football, that's how it is. So I think we should have the confidence, we should have the belief that we can go out there and win. But at the same time too, you have to respect Orlando because they have a ton of quality going forward. They're able to just switch at any moment, and them in transition is a very dangerous team. So we'll be confident, but at the same time respectful of the game and be aware of what can happen.
That was Jay Fortune, who had the equalizer to make it a 1-1 draw for Atlanta United. And I mean, it ties in exactly what I was going to say before he even took the podium. So this works really well for
me. He
answered
your question for you.
Makes me seem really smart here. And I love
you
it.
You are really smart.
Well, I appreciate it, John. Thank you.
That's what we're here for.
Thank you. Appreciate it. But it goes back to exactly the point of what Tata Martino's talked about since the very beginning of the season. It's being a protagonist when you're out there on the pitch. And that's exactly what Jay Fortune did. That's exactly what you're seeing every single player out there do. And especially when you talk about the eights, talked about it, of them getting forward, them getting involved in the attack. You've seen Cooper Sanchez do it. You've seen Matias Galarza do it. You've seen Tristan when he stepped up in those roles. That entire midfield, you want to see those guys step up and get involved in the attack. And Jay's done that in the last game against Galaxy. When he checked into the match, that's exactly what he did. He got into those scoring opportunities, because when you have those overloads, when you have those players who can get into those spots, it gives you more outlets. It gives you more attacking quality in the attacking third, which is something that this team needs right now. And Jay is delivering that. He's taking risk. And that's exactly what this team needs to do to be a protagonist.
In addition to getting the goal tonight, and if you want to do the XGs and the XGOTs and the XJONs and whatever you want to do, big chances created for Jay tonight, too. Key passes tonight for Jay alone. Five key passes tonight for Jay. Also for Jay tonight, 4 of 5 on long balls, 80% there. And then passing numbers, 45 of 50 at 90%, 26 of 31 in the opposing half at 84%. Five key passes, two big chances created, 4 for 5 on long balls, 90% passing in the overall, and the game-tying goal. The only thing missing is the partridge in the pear tree. I mean, that literally, it is the menu that has every item attached to it. And I haven't gotten into the defensive part for Jay's evening either, because that would take another segment.
You have to talk about what Jay said too, and his mentality as well.
I thought you were going to say about what his dad did when he was talking to his dad.
He's such a quality player, I think, not only in the way that he plays the game, but also how he views it. And also, I think, in his quality. I think he said it initially. You know, it's like, you talk to his dad, you talk to other coaches, and there is more that he can do. And it's not, nothing is going to be, a slam dunk. There's always something you can do to improve and keep going. And Jay right now is playing some of the best soccer I think we've seen from him in an Atlanta United kit. And he even said there's still more that he can do. And I love that. And I think you have a player in Jay that, when he was coming back from the injury, and even talking with him with Jason on the SDH network and on 92.9, I mean, yeah, it's uncertainty. It's, what that's going to feel like, especially stepping back out onto the field again. But he said, it was just putting back on the cleats, just running. And look at Jay now. I mean, back-to-back games where he scored a goal for the Five Stripes, and he did it tonight. And honestly, I agree with him. They didn't deserve to lose. They didn't deserve the draw either. I thought this team deserved to win.
And at the same time, he mentions having the respect for Orlando and the confidence and belief. I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I think that you can have respect for your opponent and have the confidence and the belief in what you did tonight, what you accomplished by the end of 90 minutes, and then what you are looking to accomplish on Tuesday. So I think that you can combine those two things. And when you have someone who is as in rhythm as Jay is right now, it's fun to watch when you see the build over the last couple of years from what we've been able to watch with the twos in the academy and his first days on the first team. And to have moments like this after an injury, you come out the other side, you have moments like this in back-to-back matches against LAG and then again tonight against Orlando. And really the only thing that you can do is it puts a smile on your face to see someone who's put in that much effort to get to have these kind of moments. And yeah, and when your dad's telling you there's more that you can tap into, I think that it's a time to believe your father.
And it's about belief, I think, as well, in building momentum and finding that belief and confidence heading into a knockout game on Tuesday. And we're going to look ahead at that and start looking ahead at everything going on when we look at the quarterfinals, as Atlanta is going to stay in Orlando and go up against the Lions again on Tuesday in the Open Cup. We're going to have more for that for you on the other side here on the Full Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in to the Full Time Report here on 92.9 The Game. Here in the Kia Studios, Madison Cruz alongside, joined with me on to my left, is John Nelson.
Check.
As we continue to wrap things up, as Atlanta goes on the road, gets the 1-1 draw over Orlando. And Atlanta United would like to remind you that with each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently at $2,000. As we continue to wrap things up, John, and kind of looking ahead to Tuesday, you already knew that it was such an uncomfortable and a weird situation. You know, the questions were asked to Latte Lath as well as Tomas Jakob this week about playing back-to-back the same team like this, and they're like, I've never experienced this.
Talk to the folks at U.S. Soccer about their envelopes and the plastic balls that's spinning
in the jar. It's interesting,
and
the draw was so interesting, too, with it all, but, I mean, it drew this way. And honestly, I think for Atlanta right now, I think it's a blessing that it happened this way because, again, you're coming into this matchup on Tuesday with the momentum, with the energy, with the performance, because... And honestly, I love the way that even Jay kind of talked about it. You felt it. And I feel the emotion, too. It almost is like you're going into Tuesday with unfinished business. You guys should have won this game. And they know it. And I feel like they deserve the win. And now it's, all right, we're going into Tuesday. It's like, all right, it's knockout. Like, let's get the job done.
You've got this team on the ropes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you've basically landed a lot of body shots. And you finally get that knockdown at the end of whatever round you want to call it. I guess what? If you want to call it in the round six, because if you go 12-round fight, I'm used to saying 15-round fights because that's how, you know, I'm 708 years old, so I'm used to having 15-round heavyweight fights. Now they're like 10 and 12. So if you say a 12-round heavyweight fight, you're at the end of round six. You got the knockdown at the end of round six after they landed the early punch. You're going into round seven starting off Tuesday in Open Cup, and I think that on the scorecards right now, you're ahead on the scorecards 10-9 except for that first round. And so round seven, you've got the momentum. Carry it in. Hit that early punch. Assert your way of playing early on Tuesday and make them want to throw in the white towel. It's just literally just keep doing what you've been doing. Keep pressing. Keep chasing after it. You've shown that you're the better team, and they're gassed. It'll be the third match in a week for them, less than a week. It'll be a third, well, technically 7 days. Third match in 7 days for Orlando. You should be able to take care of business. Just put the pedal down early and keep doing what you were doing at the end of tonight.
And when you talk about knockout football, when we talk about any tournament like this, it is a different mindset in the way of how you handle it. And you talk about adaptability. You talk about resilience in those games. When you go down, anything can happen in those games. And Atlanta's proven that they can bounce back. They can fight back into a match. Orlando, as we looked at the stat earlier, how many goals have they conceded in the last 10 minutes of matches? I mean, it's proven that in that capacity. So I think for Orlando, when you're switching that mindset, it's got to be, all right, we got to go in all or nothing right now. And Atlanta is going in being like, all right, we played really well. We finished really strong in that game. Let's continue to do that. Let's continue to do it, and let's move on in the Open Cup.
If you've gotten these, you know, if you've gotten these body shots that Orlando has had and you got knocked down and they just got pounded, Atlanta was the dominant club for most of the match, The only thing that didn't happen, obviously, was the equalizer until Jay gets it with 4 minutes to go. But if you were the dominant team and you're just taking all these body shots, there's going to be that point where you just get tired and you're tired of facing it. And it's going to be up to you to look at yourself in the mirror, to sit there and go, okay, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to continue to fight, or I'm just too gassed, man. This is my third match in 7 days. And Orlando has shown that they don't have, you know, whatever you want to phrase it as, from the 70th minute on, 75th minute on, especially in these last 7 matches where you've given up all of these goals late and you've given them up in bunches to get to this. You've been exposed for what you are defensively. Just make it happen early if you're Atlanta United.
It's closing out those games for Orlando and for Atlanta too. I mean, one of the big things to look at, especially when you look at who could be available. I mean, Cooper Sanchez, you're hoping that he can travel and he can be there in Orlando for that matchup. That's what you're hoping for. And especially with that, you get Cooper back in, you know, that adds another level of energy with everything else and what he's been able to do for this team. And that's a big thing to look at too, especially with looking at how everything's going to shape out with the roster. And we'll get a little bit more into that. But one thing I do want to switch is Atlanta wasn't the only team playing today.
No.
We get a look at everything else going on in MLS. We talked already about it earlier in pregame. Chicago got the 2-0 win on the road over Montreal. And as we move over to Bank of America Stadium, Charlotte got the 3-1 win over Toronto. And then you go to Audi Field, D.C., and St. Louis tied 1-1. New England got the 2-1 lead over Minnesota, and they got the win at Gillette Stadium. And then the derby everyone was talking about.
Our friend Steve Cangelosi.
1-1. 1-1 draw. 1-1 draw at Sports Illustrated Stadium between the Red Bulls and New York City FC. And then you move to, obviously, our match, another 1-1 draw. A lot of 1-1 draws tonight. Yeah,
well, I think all the goals happened on Wednesday.
That's true.
56 or 58 goals on Wednesday.
They got them all on Wednesday, so then it's
everybody's,
like Saturday.
Everybody's gassed. It's just kind of like, you know, it's like, okay, we're here so we don't get fined, and you just end up with a goalless draw or a 1-1 draw or whatever.
And then you got Philadelphia, Columbus. I'm going to say it again. I don't know if you can guess. It was a 1-1 draw.
No.
At Subaru Park. But this one was shocking, though. Kansas City got the 2-1 win over Austin.
I'm trying to figure out what Rafa Vicky has found in these last two matches to get these two surprise wins, knocking off LAG last time, then getting the win this go-round against Austin. Austin gave up 5 in the midweek, and now they've lost this one. Makes you wonder about Nico Estevez. Are the dark clouds forming? Is he going to get the tap on the shoulder at some point? I mean, giving up 5, and then you lose at home to Sporting, that's an eesh right now.
And then right now, still going on in the 88th minute, you have Houston and Vancouver. That's tied 0-0.
Takaoka got a red card in that one, so Vancouver is playing with 10 and a substitute keeper.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And as we move on, 56th minute, Seattle and LA Galaxy. The Galaxy have the 1-0 lead on the road. And then we go to Real Salt Lake versus Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Our own Jarrett Smith is there.
SDH Mountain is there for that one. He's taking that one in. So
taking the notes, and that's a 1-1 draw right
and
now.
And expect the written report coming up soon at soccerdownhere.net. But yeah, apparently the officiating crew in that one's running a little hot.
Oh.
So you might that one may not finish 11v11.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to tune into that one after you get done listening to us here on the full-time
Just
report.
Just saying, maybe.
All right, continuing on. 46 minutes, San Diego, Cincinnati.
San Diego FC!
Whoa.
That was my Adrian Garcia Marquez impression.
Ooh, that like woke
San Diego
me up.
FC.
I needed that. That was a 1-1.
That's our guy, AGM. We love him.
1-1 drop between San Diego and Cincy. And then you have the last match of today that is just kicking off at PayPal Park, San Jose and Dallas. And in the second minute, Dallas already has the 1-0 lead.
Whoa.
Yeah, that happened just now.
Well, you're ahead of me because my website's not updating, and I'm sitting here looking at scores, and I'm going, okay, so you give me
what
a scoring update, and I'm like, okay, there it is. It finally, yeah, so I had to manually update the thing, and it finally says, yeah, Dallas is leading 1-0, by the way.
I don't know what to tell you, John.
It's me. You know this.
Well, tomorrow, May 17th, you have two matches back in MLS. Inter Miami will host Portland, and you know you have Inter Miami still wanting to hopefully get their first win at new stadium.
At new stadium. And the article was left out on purpose because that is the corporate name.
Yes,
it is
new.
It is a South American banking conglomerate. It is NU, new. It is not like the new stadium. Well, if you said the new stadium, it would be accurate, but it is new, NU. That is their name.
And then last one, too, we have Nashville hosting LAFC tomorrow at 8 p.m. But before we toss it back to break here, we had the chance, and our own Jason Longstreth had the chance to catch up with Matt Edwards after the game. So we'll send it back to Interenco Stadium, where Jason caught up with the person who got the assist and able to find Jay Fortune in Matt Edwards.
Becoming a recurring pattern on the road, an outside the bus interview with Matt Edwards. How you feeling about tonight?
That's okay. We got a point on the road. Just glad I could get out there and make an impact when I came on. And yeah, we go again Tuesday. Big game on Tuesday.
Talk about your dude Jay. Huge goal from him. You set it up. How'd it play out?
Well, me and Jay are 100 Kim, I'd say. So yeah. I know where usually he's going to be. He likes to stay around top of the box. And I think my specialty at times is the cutback. And I just knew he'd be there, and obviously he did the rest. So we had a lot of reps like that in training, and he didn't score them. So now I'm messing.
He said the same thing.
I'm just glad that we could combine for goal and assist this game, and we can keep adding to that for Tuesday.
It feels like the momentum looking ahead to Tuesday is with you guys. You were the better team tonight, deserved more than the 1 point. Does it feel that way inside the locker room that you guys have some momentum right now?
Yeah, for sure. I think we could have won that game, especially at the end. We had a couple of chances to put them away. And yeah, we know where to hurt them, I think, for next game. And we just need to come out with the right mentality. And then just we need to be all over them from the first whistle and keep it going to the 90th. I think we know where we can hurt them, so let's keep going.
Great comeback. Thanks, Matt.
Of course. Thank you.
That was Matt Edwards.
The off-the-bus special.
Off-the-bus special. This is now becoming a thing, and I do love it.
You know that as long as Matt continues to do what he's been doing on the field, that interview will not be in an interview room in front of an Atlanta United curtain. It is going to be next to the bus or something similar if it's a home match.
Absolutely. Well, on the other side, we are going to wrap things up here. We are going to look ahead to Tuesday for the U.S. Open Cup as Atlanta United will be back at Interenco Stadium facing Orlando City. He is John
Orlando.
Nelson. I am Madison Cruz. We're going to be right back here on the Full Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Full Time Report here at the Kia Studios. Madison Cruz alongside John Nelson.
Check.
Wrapping things up as Atlanta United had the 1-1 draw over Orlando. Atlanta United wasn't the only Atlanta United team playing tonight.
No.
Atlanta United, too, was on the road to face Huntsville City.
Mm-hmm.
And, John, that was a 6-2 win for the Twos. They came back from being down 2-0 at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
6-2.
Yes.
Arif Kovac, 5 goals.
So, not one, not two, not three, not four.
Not what?
Five.
Well,
that's very Stone Cold Steve Austin of you there. Five goals for Arif Kovac and dominant tonight, obviously. Huntsville City finishing with 9 kind of helped that. They ended up with it was 11-10 for a long time. Nasty second yellow that was, you saw the challenge was there in the first half. You used to go with 10 there, then with 10 minutes to go, it was 11-9. You continue scoring. I think Liam Butts got the 6th one in addition to Kovac's 5th. So big win for the Twos on the road against Huntsville City Football Club. Big win in MLS Next Pro as they climb the standings in the East.
Huge, huge win for Atlanta United, too, especially on the road, getting the job done. And speaking of getting the job done.
Yes.
Atlanta United will face Orlando on Tuesday to want to get the job done.
Who are they facing?
Orlando.
There you go.
There you go. I did it.
Yes. You had the other one.
There you go, Patty. I did it for you.
Yes, of course.
Did it for you, Patty.
The boss being the big Book of Mormon fan. There were two Orlandos.
Well, listen, as a fellow theater kid, I understand. I get it.
Yes.
Had to do it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But
yes.
On Tuesday, Atlanta United, they want to get the job done. Mm-hmm. You want to knock out Orlando in the Open Cup, in the quarterfinals, and they have the momentum going in. In a matchup like this, when it is knockout.
Yep.
It is the exact same game. You want to go in fully, put everything to it, but it does have a different weight to it than it does when you're looking at a regular season game. So going into this, I mean, looking at both sides, what are you expecting from this match, John?
I'm looking first and foremost at the minutes for the folks that didn't play. Like we were mentioning tonight, it was no minutes for Pedro Amador. Steven Alzate got no minutes. Ronald Hernandez did not get minutes. Obviously, you've got to keep an eye on Fafa Pico because he was substituted in. Then he had the injury when he and Griffin Dorsey both go into the net. And there was an injury that kept Fafa out for a little bit. What's his status going to be for it? Steon started on the bench in this one. Then he was part of the triple sub that happened. And you had Matt come in. Kamen Togashi comes in. I'm intrigued. I want to see how many of the folks that were not in the starting 11 this go around who ended up contributing and getting minutes to keep their engine warm are going to be out there to start things on Tuesday to continue to put the pedal down as you're chasing after a win in a quarterfinal.
48 hours from now, it'll be around that. I'm not good at math.
So,
I don't know.
All right. So from here to this time, Sunday night is 24, Monday night's 48. Like 68 hours maybe.
Then perfect. 68 hours from now, we will be back at Interinco Stadium, Atlanta United facing Orlando City.
We won't. We won't be here.
We'll be here.
Yeah.
We'll be here in the Kia Studios getting you set and getting
things
rolling.
Well, you and Abe will be. I'll be listening and doing other things for SDH, but yes.
Yeah. We'll be getting things going. We'll get you ready for that matchup. But for us here tonight, it was a momentum shifter for this side heading into this matchup on Tuesday. Got to continue it going. Got to keep the energy up, especially in a knockout matchup in the quarterfinals in the Open Cup. Well, that's going to do it for the full-time report. Join us again at 6:30 on Tuesday, May 19th, for our next broadcast as Atlanta United will take on Orlando City. Special thanks to Dom Cherosky, our producer in studio, for Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United, and for John Nelson, the soccer down here. I'm Madison Cruz.
Thank you, Maddie.
Once again, the final today, Atlanta United 1, Orlando City 1 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.